For the first feature this week, we hear that with the signing of a new record deal, Britain's Got Talent winner, 89-year-old Colin Thackeray, has been thrust into the spotlight. Reporter Emily Thompson went to ask him about his life after winning the show and his memories of living with his late wife in Norfolk. The feature is read by Jenny Pierce.
Colin Thackeray took to the stage in front of millions of people watching from their homes to perform a live rendition of Bette Midler's Wind Beneath My Wings. Little did he know, on that day in May, that just moments later his life would be changed forever, as he was announced the winner of Britain's Got Talent 2019. Admitting he only auditioned for the dare, since winning the show, Mr. Thackeray has signed a record deal with Decca Records, home to big names such as Gregory Porter, Andrea Bocelli and Catherine Jenkins, who recently met the Chelsea pensioner. Mr. Thackeray said, "I have various things to tick off my bucket list, and one of them is to sing with Catherine Jenkins. She said she would like to sing with me, and that would be a dream. She's such a beautiful lady and a nice person." His debut album is due to be released on August the 30th to commemorate the 80th anniversary of the outbreak of the Second World War on September the 3rd. The Korean War veteran added, "I'm making an album and I shall be performing at the Britain's Got Talent's Champion Show at Wembley Arena this weekend. The whole feeling is like being on a fairground ride that is getting faster, and one day it'll stop and I will drop off, and that will be it. These things don't last forever, but for now I'm enjoying the ride." Despite his newfound fame, the 89-year-old still reminisces about life in Norfolk with his late wife, Joan Thackeray, and the time they shared singing together. The Chelsea pensioner, who previously lived on Laurel Road, Thorpe St Andrew, hopes to return to the place he called home for more than 40 years. Mr Thackeray said, "Coming back to Norwich would bring Joan back again because we were there for so many years. I miss our life there. We sang together. We would take a book to read on the coast and dine with friends. It was a good existence." Mr. Thackeray now lives at the Royal Hospital in London, and he met his wife Joan Thackeray in Durham in 1949 at a camp dance where they sang together for the first time. The couple married in 1950 and spent the next 66 years of their lives together exploring their passion for music. Mr. Thackeray added, "People say, 'Who do you sing to?' And then I say, 'I sing to her all the time. I talk to her every day and tell her what's happening, and I carry a photo of her with me. She was the wind beneath my wings. I never achieved anything until I met her. She was a calming influence. As I rose up, she was right there behind me." Moving to Norfolk in the 1970s, Mr. Thackeray described falling in love with Norwich after the couple decided to settle down, having moved around the country for more than 20 years. It was not long before they joined the Norfolk Opera Players, where they would perform for the next 25 years, and they made some of their closest friends there. But he decided to move to London after the death of Joan in December 2016 to be closer to his children and his grandchildren. He added, "When I left, I felt like I'd left her there." Describing himself as a modest man, Mr. Thackeray said he will not let his newfound fame go to his head. He added, "If Joan could see me now, she would say, 'Don't get above yourself, lad, and stay cool.' And she's absolutely right." He hopes to return to Norwich to perform back where he used to be with Joan. Mr. Thackeray added, "My agent has got plans for me to do a little bit of touring, and what nicer place to be than to perform at the Madam Market Theatre in Norwich. Anywhere in Norfolk, to perform at the Norfolk Theatre Royal would be absolutely wonderful."